Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tough days at work, what helps me unwind most is a nice, fun evening of jellyfishing in jellyfish fields. Today was one of those days, for sure. I barely escaped with my job.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And it was all the fault of a single customer. He wanted a double, triple, bossy deluxe. One raft. 4x4 animal style. Extra shingles with a shimmy and a squeeze. Light axle grease. Make it cry. Burn it. And let it swim. Who orders like that? Sad, pathetic losers. That's who. Poor Squidward didn't have a clue what the jerk was talking about. Oh, and I had to make the order like 10 times. What was that guy's name? Bubble Bass? He kept saying I forgot the pickles, aka the extra shingles. Maybe I could have genuinely forgotten them the first time, but everyone could tell he was trying to mess with us by complaint number 3. I'm a sponge, not a starfish. I wouldn't make the same mistake twice. After hours of fighting with him back and forth, I finally caught a glimpse that blew his secret wide open. I saw a flash of green under his blabbering tongue while he was berating me for being unable to do my job. So, I yanked the tongue out of his mouth and revealed all the pickles he had stashed underneath it. He was humiliated after that and left without paying, earning himself a lifetime ban from the Krusty Krab. But as I was trying to relax in jellyfish fields, something caught my eye. A bus, a rare sight on the outskirts of town. I watched it passing by absentmindedly, still more focused on the jellyfish, until it stopped and I saw who got out. Bubble Bass. Immediately, I ducked behind the nearest outcrop of rocks. Luckily, he didn't see me, but oh, I could see him. I gave up jellyfishing for the night. I had better plans. Follow this pickle pincher and see where he went. Eventually, a good distance from the nearest road, he stopped moving and entered what I assumed to be his house. It was barely more than an abandoned shack about to topple over, but it was fitting for a dirtbag like him. For now, I knew where he stayed, and that was enough. I went back home, gathered some supplies, and put together a plan. Under the cover of darkness, I returned, gloved up and masked up. I broke into his flimsy, filthy house to see what else he was hiding under that flabby tongue of his, and discover a way to truly get back at him. The first thing I saw was his insane collection of pickles. He had jars stacked up to the ceiling. Clearly, this freak was obsessed. Through a bit of searching, I found Bubble Bass asleep, buried under a mountain of loose, wet pickles. The sight of him startled me so badly I tripped over an empty jar. It caused him to start waking up, but I thought on my feet, reached for my club, and smacked him over the head. That sent him right back to sleep. With Bubble Bass out cold, I was able to pry open his jaw and pull his tongue out, lifting it higher than I could earlier. At first, all I saw was a layer of rotting pickles, but behind that, a row of gold coins, value unknown, then his collection of keepsakes. It was mostly pictures, exclusively of all the other fry cooks around town. They were crying, canned from their jobs and doomed to destitution, all thanks to Bubble Bass. He enjoyed destroying honest fry cooks. And then there was a picture of me. I had bested him, but he managed to snap a picture while I wasn't looking, intently focused on getting his order correct. I wish I had never worked so hard to please him. Either way, there were even more disturbing things hidden behind the pictures. Teeth, not his, but loose teeth, belonging to other people, as well as their severed fins and fingernails, even an eyeball staring dead at me. I nearly threw up into his mouth, but then I saw something that looked important. Stashed among his sickening trophies was a key. The word basement was engraved on it. I looked down the hall and saw a door with a lock on it. That had to be the one. With great care, I reached into Bubble Bass's mouth, parted the congealed mass of organic souvenirs, and retrieved the key. I made my way to the locked door, slowly inserted the key, then turned it. The door opened, revealing a dark den that reeked of decay. I shouldn't have turned on the light, but it was full of dead bodies. The bottom layer was all skeletons, thousands of fish bones stacked on top of each other. The middle was a putrid, liquefied layer of rot.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
And sitting on top of them were fresh corpses. They were the same fry cooks that Bubble Bass had pictures of. He didn't just get them fired. He wrecked their lives and then ended them. I should have known I was next.
Did you forget my pickles?
Bubble Bass? I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't have come here. I'll leave. I won't tell anyone, I swear.
Don't worry, Sponge. I'll show you where the pickles are.
Working at the Krusty Krab has to be the best job ever. I love being a part of the great restaurant in Bikini Bottom, filling bellies and putting smiles on people's faces. We run a pretty tight ship here. We all have our roles, and we fill them with years of expertise. Mistakes simply aren't allowed. The Krusty Krab has a reputation to uphold, and if word gets out that we have bad customer service or that we mess up orders, then...
Hello? Excuse me? I didn't get any pickles on my Krabby Patty. What was that? Pickles. What about pickles? I ordered pickles on my Krabby Patty and didn't get any. That's terrible. I'm sorry, sir. My mistake. It won't happen again. Here, just give me that, then sit tight and I'll remake your order free of charge. Don't bother. I have to get back to work. Just give me a refund or I'll be late. I see. Then my associate Squidward will take care of you.
What?
Hey, come back! Hello? Is anybody going to give me a refund? Fine, I don't have time for this. This is the 10th time this has happened in the last month.
Now, what was I saying? Oh, right. Complainers like that ungrateful fellow are few and far between. Most people know better to challenge our authority on who's the best burger joint in town. For instance, it's been 2 weeks since that guy came through, and he hasn't been here since. Normal businesses might have to worry about a soured customer like that going around and spreading negative reviews, but not here. We have our own way of doing things that keeps our word of mouth strictly positive. I can't say how we do it, though. That's a company secret. You want to know who's about to find out? A tubby, smelly creature by the silly name of Bubble Bass. He had the nerve to complain not just once, but nearly a dozen times. Always the same complaint.
Wah, where are my pickles? I ordered pickles. Wah, wah.
That shit was driving me insane. The most maddening part is just how easy it is to make sure a burger's got pickles on it. Just put them on. Don't have to cook them or spread them or nothing. Bubble Bass was getting his sick kicks out of tormenting us. And we could tell. He wasn't even giving us an honest complaint. He was fabricating it, hiding the pickles under his tongue. I tell ya, with the way he maneuvers that tongue of his through the sandwich to remove the pickles without disturbing anything else and without us even noticing at first, man, that guy must be a god-tier clam licker. Once we figured him out, we shamed him in front of the entire restaurant. We made an example of him, made him run home crying like the little bitch he is. After he left, Mr. Krabs and I celebrated in the kitchen. Not only did we figure out Bubble Bass's little game, not only did we once again show everyone that we are the undisputed champions of artery-clogging deliciousness, but we found ourselves our newest target. You see, to maintain our spotless reputation here at the Krusty Krab, we've created something of a... now, what do they call it in Rock Bottom? Oh yes, a mafia. To keep reviews up, we silence the dissenters. But we don't just stop there. No. The Krusty Krab is all about sustainability. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and all that goodness. If a customer won't make themselves useful by spreading the good word about our quality product and service, then they may as well surrender to the other ways in which we have learned to extract value from them. We've already shown exactly how it happens. That previous fish with the complaint about a lack of pickles? Well, he didn't come back, did he? Wrong. He came back, just not in the way anyone would expect. In fact, he was a key component in each and every one of the Krabby Patties that Bubble Bass ate. It's only fair if Bubble Bass pays it forward.
Where am I? Who are you people? Whoever you are, you better let me go right this instant.
Are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs?
Aye, me boy. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Wait, I know that voice.
Let me correct. It is I, the proprietor of the business ye have sought to slander.
And I, the star employee.
You people are crazy. Untie me.
Oh, quit running your mouth already. Sponge, show Mr. Bass his prom date.
What? I never went to prom.
You ever French kiss a meat grinder before, lad?
Nope.
Clench your jaw all you want. Meat claws are stronger. Go ahead, boy. Do the honors.
With pleasure, Krabs. Bubble Bass, that stupid double-chinned fat ass. Who gave him the right to ruin my life? I spent years becoming the best fry cook this sorry town has ever seen.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Just for Bubble Bass to squeeze through the door and make me look like a hack? I can still hear his grating voice in my head.
I'll take a double, triple, bossy deluxe on a raft. 4x4 animal style. Extra shingles with a shimmy and a squeeze. Light axle grease. Make it cry. Burn it, and let it swim, swim, swim.
What a pretentious bottom feeder. Was he just trying to screw me from the start? The wannabe foodie pulled out every secret order lingo in the book, with no care whatsoever as to how any of those things go together. Light butter, extra onions, extra pickles, fried in mustard, blah, blah. Sure, that all sounds fine, but then had the audacity to double the order, triple it. Then ask me to stack four of the bitches on top of each other. Ridiculous! Yet, I'm no slouch. I know my craft. Orders like these are opportunities, with a few interpretive adjustments. Luckily for him, it only took me 10 minutes to assemble a piece of perfection translated from his impossible order. I was honestly a bit nervous about how he would react to some of the changes I made, but I was confident that everything that mattered was there. Of course, Bubble Bass only cared about one thing.
Excuse me. I ordered extra pickles, but I appear to have received zero pickles. I must speak to the owner of the establishment to inform them that their kitchen staff is incompetent.
And just like that, I had Mr. Krabs riding my ass. He comped the first sandwich, then ordered me to make it all over again, correctly this time, as if I didn't do it right to begin with. Maybe Squidward dropped the pickles on the way to the table, like always, failing to do the simplest things without screwing them up. And Mr. Krabs, the ignorant slaver, he was breathing down my neck the whole time I made the second order. Could he not see with his own two dick-shaped eyes that I put pickles on the sandwich? Apparently not. Just goes to show how much attention he really pays around here. Like that cheap bastard ever paid for anything at all. I'm the only one who takes the heat around here. This time was no different.
Ahem. Once again, no pickles.
Ye better get the gentleman's order right this time, boy.
Third time's the charm, right? No! I made it again and again! Every single time, the same answer.
No pickles. No pickles.
No pickles!
Hours later, I had burned through damn near every scrap of food, putting every single pickle we had into his sandwiches. But he kept taking bites and coming up without them. And instead of tossing this fat lard out, who was clearly scamming us for free food, for whatever reason, Mr. Krabs would rather suck the barnacles out of Bubble Bass's gills than take the word of his best employee. At the end of the day, I couldn't take it anymore. I served up one more sandwich, and if Bubble Bass didn't like it, I was going to force it down his throat.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
For the last time, how hard is it to give me pickles?
Bubble Bass! Eat it! It's full of pickles, just like you! Eat it! Eat it! Eat it!
Squarepants!
Let me at him, Mr. Krabs! He's a liar!
No, no, Mr. Squarepants. It's over. I can't have you assaulting the customers. Go home. You're fired.
Fired? He finally did it. After everything we've been through, after everything I've done for him, Mr. Krabs fired me. I packed my things and dragged myself home. I swear to Neptune, to Poseidon too, if he's real, that I put pickles, extra pickles, on every sandwich. But maybe there is something wrong with me. Have I gone pickle blind? Am I damaged in the head? I guess I can't do anything right. Fry cooking was all I knew. Without my job at the Krusty Krab, the only way I'll be able to make enough money to survive is by selling my holes in rock bottom. I think I would honestly rather die. I might as well take a walk to Sandy's house without water.
State your business.
It's done. I did what you asked. I tricked Mr. Krabs into firing his best employee.
Wonderful! I've been trying for years. How did you do it?
I made sure SpongeBob became incapable of placing pickles on the Krabby Patties.
And what became of the pickles?
Ah! What are you doing?
Wait, Karen, you're watching a master at work.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, that's victory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.